I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. For months, officials with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska followed along as the Juneau Assembly developed new restrictions on the use and sale of fireworks. The tribe started Juneau's only licensed fireworks retail shop last year. Parts of the proposed policies butted up against the tribe's sovereignty and nearly drove it to take the city to court. At times, Tlingit and Haida tribal officials were outraged, not over limits on the use of loud fireworks that the tribe sells, but because some city officials brushed aside the tribe's assertion of its sovereignty on the land where it runs its fireworks shop. Take this exchange between Assembly members Greg Smith and Lauren Jones during an April Assembly Committee meeting.
The tribe was building a building or housing on tribal land. Would they still need to get permits from community development and building permits and those type of things?
Mr. Smith, I think the answer is no, they would not. But I don't know of any tribal lands, federally recognized tribal lands within the borough.
Tlingit and Haida President Richard Peterson said it felt like a personal attack on the tribe.
It's about the most irresponsible and incorrect statement I've heard. It's offensive.
Peterson was speaking during a recent Tlingit and Haida Executive Council meeting.
We're selling fireworks on Indian allotment. That is restricted land. That is Indian land.
Bear with me here. These statements will take some unpacking. Indian land isn't a well-defined term, though the tribe says Peterson was referring to a federal code that categorically defines Indian allotments as part of Indian country. That definition applies to a chapter on criminal codes and procedures. In Alaska, there's more than a century of federal laws and court cases that further define Indian allotment and Indian country, plus the rights and responsibilities attached to them. Indian allotments and Indian country are separate distinctions in case law and codes that often overlap, though tribal sovereignty is clearest in Indian country. Assemblymember Jones, with the city attorney's agreement, was essentially saying there is no Indian country in Juneau. Peterson says this particular land on Douglas Island is both an Indian allotment and Indian country, so the tribe is sovereign there. There's another legal wrinkle. Tlingit and Haida doesn't own the land. The tribe leases it from the heirs of a man who owned it by way of an Indian allotment, also known in Alaska as a Native allotment. Native allotments can't be taxed or easily transferred or sold. They're supposed to stay with the original grantee and their heirs. There were at least two elements of the Assembly's fireworks legislation that challenged the tribe's sovereignty. One would have required the tribe to get a permit from the city to continue selling fireworks in Juneau. The Assembly sidestepped that issue by exempting federally recognized tribes. The other issue was over the city's sales tax. Here's Assemblymember Michelle Hale and City Attorney Robert Palmer.
Does the city and borough of Juneau have the authority to assess sales tax on a business that is occurring on a Native allotment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Hale. That's a really tough question. And the reason why
Palmer didn't have a definitive answer, but has said the rights the lease affords the tribe may not be clear-cut. City codes usually exempt the sales of nonprofits and tribes from sales tax. But Juneau Assemblymember Lauren Jones pushed to have the tax applied to fireworks.
We all are going to be impacted by every firework they sell. It's going to impact every place in this community. We should collect some revenue for the response to that impact.
President Peterson bristled at the suggestion that the tribe doesn't contribute enough to the community.
I'm pissed off, and they got what they wanted because now I'm putting on my war paint. You want to be good neighbors and good partners? You don't come at us with racist, ignorant statements like you want to now tax an Indian allotment, which you can't. So good luck on that. We'll see you in court. That's how I feel about it.
He said the tribe has won a series of court cases asserting tribal rights. As for the tribe's contributions to Juneau, he said the tribe is responsible for more than 300 jobs and brought more than $44 million into the local economy last year. And Peterson said the tribe provides essential services that the city government otherwise would have to. The assembly had its final vote on the sales tax question on May 24th. Jones was resolute.
If it has to be litigated, then I think it has to be litigated.
This time, Jones was the only assembly member who voted to lean into the conflict. Tlingit and Haida's fireworks sales won't be taxed. The Juneau Assembly did adopt new restrictions on the use of fireworks that will take effect ahead of 4th of July celebrations. Lincoln and Haida plans to reopen Smoke Signals Fireworks in mid-June. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.